Welcome back. Still playing the hits. Rational Revolution, you got Mark Becker, you've got State Rep Francesca Hong. We're talking about the governor's race. We're talking about all sorts of fun things. So we were talking about how this could be a big year for Wisconsin. I think a huge theme could also be like the seismic shift. And you see rats jumping off the ship. Yeah, majority leader in the assembly and the Senate leaving and all these people, that because it just can't bear to be in the minority party and to be treated the way that they have treated others for the last decade and a half. You know, that's
They're telling on themselves that they don't know how to work without cheating, without hoarding,
without bullying people,
and without bullying people. And I think that, you know, especially for Voss, he's not going to work unless he's the one making all of the decisions. So there is a huge opportunity here to completely transform the way that we do politics here in Wisconsin. And if we can make this happen, our trifecta, in November, I think that politics across the country is going to change.
Yeah. Dude, if people knew how Democrats were treated by Republicans the last 15 years, from like everything from the offices that they gave Democrats to the staff to, you know, you can't even have put a bill out unless you give it to a Republican. Please, sir, can you get this to the floor?
It's, you know? Like,
it's bad. It's so bad. Why? And this is a question. Why make this change now, when you could be in the majority in the assembly? Is this a big move?
It's because I am not, and I'm saying it right here, March 26, 10:34 in the morning, I'm not going to be making decisions based on what I need in my political future.
All right, on.
It's, we need folks who are going to make decisions that are politically uncomfortable. We need people who are going to make decisions and actually share the expectations publicly about what we can do in this state and not be told otherwise. And I think that when we talk about permanent affordability, universal childcare, paid leave for all, healthy school meals for all, expanding Badger Care, plus a public option, plus making sure that we're moving towards holding hospitals accountable and insurance companies accountable, and that we're going to have a plan to make sure that, you know, billionaires who are trying to push for AI don't control our state. And I think folks are ready for a different type of politician to lead. And I am not your average politician.
No, you are. No, you're not. But it's, and how do you get through the primary?
Hustle.
Yeah.
We out-hustle everyone, and we remain radically welcoming. I mean, folks in our coalition are of all different generations, may not have voted the way that I did in 2024. Folks who are incredibly disillusioned and frustrated by both parties. And they're seeing that change can happen. I mean, now I have, you know, a proof of concept with what Mayor Mamdani is doing in New York City. And I'm not making promises that we're going to do the way that, you know, how he operates it. Local and state are very different. Mm-hmm. But that maybe when we've been told that we can't have something, that the state can't provide something, that government can be a force of good, more people are saying that's BS. And they're demanding better. They're demanding better because they deserve better.
How, when you look at moderates, you know, people that are in the middle, kind of politically homeless, or, you know, are you seeing people come to your events and being like, well, that wasn't so bad, you know, something like that?
I kind of see the wheels turning a bit, right? Like, corruption, bad, and cheating, bad. You know, fair wages, better for small businesses? I think so. And there is a common villain here. I keep saying that the billionaires and the corrupt federal regime, I think that people are starting to get that the state can do so much more to help protect us, both financially, to make it so that we can, you know, be able to take care of ourselves and our loved ones and not be so stressed. When I talk about rest being a right, it might sound radical, but to have to work so hard to save up and wonder if you can have a vacation, you know, there are realizations now that the system is rigged and there are ways that we can unrig it, and it has to happen at the state. And then for us to make sure our local municipalities have what they need to change the policies that impact people's lives. I mean, potholes.
Yeah.
Your city got more money from the state, because right now the state has been hoarding money from our cities. It's that resonates with folks. Or if they're like, you know, scary socialist, I'm like, even if you're a Republican, I want you to have fair, cheaper healthcare. I want you to have, you know, roads that don't have potholes. I want you to have good libraries, and for your taxes not to go up, and certainly your taxes not to pay for tax breaks for trillionaires and billionaires.
Yeah. Well, you know, and I make the comment a lot where it's like, Republicans aren't even acting like Republicans. And if Republicans acted like a Republican, then I think a lot more would get done. Yeah. And I think that they, you know, we'd be a lot closer to each other than you think. But now, how do you think that taxing the effing billionaires, is that the secret sauce to doing it? Diane Hendricks is going to be really mad at you, by the way.
Yeah, I don't think she's a team.
That hung. Yeah. Let me tell you.
But the thing is, when John things Menard's are better. Oh, I talk about him probably. He's probably more upset with me than Diane.
Honestly. Really?
Well, I've dropped his name a couple times. I've brought up how he sits back and watches his wealth grow and then scams people with that rebate program.
That is such a scam. Yes.
It is a super scam. The thing is,
But it's 11%.
They rely on workers. And if their workers have a good quality of life, they're probably going to stay like in the community that they're at, or at the job that they're at. It just, for folks to realize that we're a whole lot more connected to each other, and the people who are disconnected, the people who are out of touch, are the billionaire, multimillionaire class, the ultra rich, who don't work as hard, watch their wealth grow, and don't want things for us because they only want things for themselves.
How much can the state grow in their budget and fix the budget holes by doing that?
We've got our how do we pay for it plan going right now. But if we were to tax the billionaires with just under a 1% increase, I think it's between like 0.7 and 0.8. And we added a multimillionaire class, like an additional tax bracket, we would be able to put enough money into our schools to lower property taxes by up to 44%.
Wow.
You fund our schools, your property tax go down.
Yeah.
That special education reimbursement is so key here because it gives schools a little bit more flexible funding and makes sure that all of our kids have what they need.
Talk about that. Why is that important? Why is that such a key?
Because if you look at strong public schools make for strong communities. People move into communities because there are great schools. People move into communities because there are good parks, there are good libraries where, you know, there's a lot more to offer for the public. Being a socialist to me is being pro-public. And I think that when we're seeing, you know, fewer folks moving to this state, we have an aging state, you know, within 5 to 10 years, we're going to have more folks over the age of 65 than folks who are under the age of 18. We need to make Wisconsin a desirable place to live, and that is not going to happen under Republican rule and under Republican legislation.
Do you think if you get through the primary, how they're going to just try to slaughter you on the socialist thing? How do you, you know, and I know you guys are going to team that up better than I, you know, ever could, but how do you overcome that? Not that it's something to overcome, but like, because to some people it will.
Stay disciplined on the plan. We're not just saying we're going to do these things. We have a plan for it, where universal childcare is an economic policy. We want to make sure that workers have childcare so they can go to work. We want to make sure that everyone has fair, cheaper healthcare so we can be healthy. Again, if you make an economic argument because money is the universal language, when we talk about public schools lowering property taxes, when we talk about a public bank giving reliable financing to developers to build more housing, when we talk about how, you know, paid leave for all so that you do not have to choose between taking care of your aging parent or yourself when you're sick and going to work and have to, you know, you can't give up a paycheck. This is what we're concerned with. Mm-hmm. Even the people who are calling me a socialist or a commie, I want them to have these things too, because the government should work for them, especially when Wisconsinites are working so hard.
You have a section in your policy that I like, where you talk about small business, and you know, I run a car dealership, and you know, there are times, you know, the person that I bought the dealership from is a terrible person and took advantage of a lot of people, and so I had to do a ton of, you know, name rehab and you know, all of that, and so there were times where we really struggled. And finding financing is hard. It's really, really hard.
And the interest rates are insane.
Yes. Right. It's like, I don't know, 12% or 50, like it's horrible. And it's hard enough to run a business. And I want to pay my people living wages and make sure that they don't need to find other work. I want them to be okay for them and their family. That's hard enough as it is. Mm-hmm. Then throw in, you know, trying to get financing. So like, that's a big deal too. And I think that
a public option would help small businesses, right? Yeah. Especially those of us who have fewer than 50 employees. I mean, it is so expensive to offer healthcare benefits as a small business. And here's the thing, turnover has cost. When you cannot retain your employees, those are dollars being lost for your business. And beyond the moral argument here, there is an additional economic argument for a public bank with low interest, predictable financing, stable financing. And the public bank, we would be working with credit unions, and it would be run by finance experts. We're not talking about government appointees here. We're talking about people from the private sector to help run a public bank that is fair, more small business friendly, and would help us actually build more affordable housing.
Yeah. We got one more segment here with State Rep. Francesca Hong. We're going to do some quick hits, talk about how she beats Trump-endorsed Tom Tiffany. So stick around for that. We'll be right back on The Rational Revolution on Civic Media Radio Network.